Today's daf is Avodasar daf Dalid. We left off on daf Gimel Amid Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Gimel Amid Beis at the second wide line. Says the Mishnah, every single daf from Sechsorius except for the very last one is a long one. So we got to move quickly. Says the Mishnah, Haru Beisin V'yadu Shatov. So let's say Beisin gave a Pesach Halacha and then they realized that they made a mistake. V'chazur Behen. So they were chazur on their Pesach Halacha. They changed their mind. Whether they have already brought their karban or they did not yet bring their karban, an individual goes and does an avera based on their original psak, meaning thinking that they had not changed their mind, not realizing that they had changed their mind. So someone still goes and relies in that original psak. He had not heard that they changed their mind. So is that individual chayav a karban chatas as a normal individual is chayav a karban chatas? Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says he's poter from a karban chatas. Rabbi Lezer omer safek. Rabbi Lezer says that it's a safek. Ezu suffik, what kind of suffik? What does it mean it's a suffik? So Yashav lo betoch beiso chayiv. It means as follows. If he was home the whole time, he didn't leave town, he was in town the entire time, so then he's going to be chayiv in asham talui. That's what it means that it's a suffik. He's going to have to bring in asham talui. Asham talui is the kind of carbon that you bring when the following happens. If you didn't realize you ate something that was suffik chaylev, suffik shuman, and you're still not sure which one you ate. You're still not sure if you ate the chaylev or the shuman. You're not sure if you ate something that was kosher or not kosher. When you bishogeg eat something that's definitely not kosher, you bishogeg eat the chaylev, so you bring a carbon chatas. But when you bishogeg eat something and you're still not sure whether you violated any halacha or not, so then it would be an asham tali. So if the person was betoch beso, he's chayiv in asham tali. Halach lo medina siyam, but if the person had gone to medina siyam, he had left town, so then he's going to be completely putter. Then we assume that his violation was certainly relying on Beis Din. It wasn't relying on himself. And if he was relying on Beis Din, he's going to be putter. But if he was betoch Beis, so we're not so sure whether it counts as relying on Beis Din or relying on himself. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, Moda ani bazeh shu korev liptur minachova. So Rabbi Akiva says that it seems to me that the guy who's sitting in his house is definitely tala on Beis Din, and there's much more reason to assume that he's pater than that he is chayiv. Or the guy who's leaving town, rather, the guy who's not at home, the guy who's out of town, clearly there's much more reason to assume that such a person is pater, because he's clearly had no idea that Beis Din had changed their mind, and obviously he was relying on the Pesach of Beis Din when he went and he violated the halacha. Amla ben Azai, so ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Maishna zemina yoshev bebeso. Why is that any different than the fellow that sits at home? The fellow that sits at home, you're not so sure. And the guy that left his house, you are sure. What's the difference? Shai yoshev bebeso, efshar hayelo sheyishma, vizeh lo hayelo efshar sheyishma. The chilik is pashut. The guy who's in his house, it's possible that he heard that Beis Din had changed their mind, because he's in town, he's here the whole time. But the fellow who left town, it's not possible that he would have heard that Beis Din changed their mind. So since it's not possible he would have heard that Beis Din changed their mind, he was obviously relying on the Beis Din. Fine, that is the first half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah is a totally different rule. What kind of psak halacha does Beis Din have to issue erroneously in order for them to be chayiv, the parhelim davar shel tzibur, and in order for a yachid who relies on them to be pater from an individual karban? Haru Beis Din lakars kolaguf. Let's say Beis Din decides to issue a hora'ah to uproot the entire guf, meaning an entire mitzvah from the Torah, an entire iser from the Torah. For instance, Amru, ein nida batorah. They didn't just say, oh, this prat, this detail is no longer there. They said, no, there's no nida in the Torah. There's no concept of nida in the Torah. They completely gave such an erroneous psak that they uprooted the entire Hilchas Nida. Ain Shabbos b'Torah. There's no Shabbos in the Torah. Ain avodas kochavim b'Torah. They say there's no avodas zar in the Torah. All of those things are eilu p'turin. Then they're going to be pater from the asham from the parhelm davar shel tzibur, and any individual who violates can't say I was relying on Beis Din, because you can't rely on Beis Din for something like that. If Beis Din were to completely uproot something in the Torah that's obvious in the Torah, it's zil kari beravu. It's the kind of thing where you can't rely on Beis Din. Come on, you went to yeshiva, you learned different basic chumash, you know that these things actually do exist. So everyone becomes like that chacham that's higia lahura'a in those cases. Just like the chacham that's higia lahura'a can't say I'm relying on Beis Din because he knows better than Beis Din, or he knows just as well, and he wouldn't rely on Beis Din. He would know himself when Beis Din made a mistake. On something like this, we're all the chacham shehigia lahura'a. We all know better. We all know that there is such a thing as nida, there is such a thing as Shabbos, there is such a thing as avodah zara. But if they give a hora'a to be mevatel part of the mitzvah and to keep part of the mitzvah, then the chayef ketzad. They say there is such a thing as nida, but someone who's bo'el l'shomeres yom k'neged yom is pater. What's a shomeres yom k'neged yom? So in Minat Torah, there's a big difference between a zava and a nida, different times of the month. A woman is eligible to become a nida when she bleeds at certain times of the month, during the time that she's expected to bleed, and at other times of the month, if she bleeds mida or raisa, she does not become a nida. She becomes a zava. The way zava works, the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida, how to do the Cheshbon is a major machlokes Rishonim, but let's just assume that there are 11 days, what the Gemara says, 11 days between Nida and Nida, between the periods where she's eligible to become a Nida. If she bleeds at any point during those 11 days, so if she bleeds for one day, she's going to be Tamei that day, and then the following day she needs to make sure she doesn't bleed again, so she remains Tamei until she doesn't bleed again the following day. If she bleeds for 2 days, so she's tamei for those 2 days, and then the following day, on the third day, she also needs to make sure that she doesn't bleed again. That is shomeres yom keneged yom. If she bleeds for 3 days, she becomes a zava gedola. Zava gedola has to have shiva nekiim. She needs 7 complete clean days in order to become tahora. We assume that all of our nidos, that nowadays, that every woman, whoever bleeds, whoever gets her period, we assume she has the status of a zava gedola. That's why we require shiva nekiim. Mida oraisa, if a woman becomes a nida, she doesn't need shiva nekiim. She needs shiva, period. She needs a total of 7 days. So if she bleeds for 5 days, she only needs 2 more days, mida oraisa, when it comes to a nida. But that's the difference between ziva and nida. So let's say Beis Din were to come along and they would say, there is a din of nida, there is a din of zava, but there's no din of shomeres yom k'neged yom, in the sense that if a person is boel shomeres yom k'neged yom, they're a pater. So that they didn't uproot an entire din, they uprooted a detail within a halacha. Yesh Shabbos p'tara, avol motzi rishus yechol rishus ram pater. There is Shabbos in the Torah, they say, but there's no hutzah. You carry from Rishus Yachl to Rishus Rabim, you're going to be Pater. Yesh Avodos Kochavim B'Torah. They acknowledge there is Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Certainly there's Nisra Avodah Zarah. It's all over the Torah. Mishtachaveh Pater. Someone who's Mishtachaveh to Avodah Zarah is Pater. Any of those situations, Harei L'Chayavin, Shenemar V'Nelam Davar. Davar V'lo Kalaguf. In those situations, the Beis Din is going to be chayv the paralam davar shel tzibur, because the Torah says v'nelam davar, they have to forget a davar, but not kol aguf, a detail, a prat, within the halacha. Period. So those are the two separate halachas in our Mishnah. Number one, about the situation where the Beis Din had changed her mind, but the fellow didn't hear about it. And number two, about Beis Din uprooting an entire din in the Torah versus uprooting part of a mitzvah in the Torah. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, my time to Rabbi Shimon. So going back to the first part of the Mishnah, what was the svara for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon said that if a fellow didn't hear about the fact that Beis Din changed their mind and he violated the halacha, he's pater because he was still relying on the Beis Din, right? So what's the logic? So my time to Rabbi Shimon, holo brishus Beis Din uoseh, because he was following Beis Din's psak. He didn't know that Beis Din changed their mind. He's following Beis Din's psak. So mele, he's pater. Any hora'a that was given berov tzibur, even though Beis Din changed their mind, but the hora'a has been disseminated throughout rov of the tzibur, person is going to be an individual who violates that hora'a, even though Beis Din changed their mind, is pater. Because the idea of hora'a is to be able to determine who's relying on the hora'a and who's not. Who's violating the avera b'mezid, who's violating the avera b'shogeg. So if you look at Rashi, l'fish lo nitna hora'a el la'avchim b'shogeg l'mezid, l'hodiya sha'osal p'yem shogeg hu v'lo mezid hu. That someone who relies on their psak is shogeg, he's not mezid. V'zeh al pi hora'a hu osa, l'fichach shogeg hu. And this person was doing it based on their hora'a, therefore he's a shogeg. And an individual who relies on the Beis Din Zara is going to be Pater. Meisve says the Gemara, Parah, and Davishal Tzibur, Siri, Avaz Chavim, Bitchila, Govan, Aleyan, Divir, Rebbe Shimon. Who pays for the Parah and Davishal Tzibur? How do they get the money for the Parah and Davishal Tzibur? So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, the same Rabbi Shimon that we're trying to explain, who said that this poor guy never heard that Beis Din changed their mind and that Beis Din had to bring a carbon. That same Rabbi Shimon says, you know how they get the money for the carbon? They start a collection from the community. So this guy got a phone call asking him for a donation to pay for the Parah and Davishal Tzibur. You're going to tell me he doesn't know that that Beis Din is going to bring a Parah and Davishal Tzibur and that Beis Din changed their mind? They put out advertisements in all the papers that they need money to pay for the Parah and Davishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yudah says, no, it's a much more private collection from the Chumas HaLishka. They just take from the money in the Lishka. So Amai Kivin Degavilu Havilei Hoda. But wait a second, according to Rabbi Shimon, how could you say the guy didn't know anything and that's why he's Pater, he's just relying on Beis Din? If they're collecting from the community, he had to know about it. So the Gemara suggests three possible answers. Number one, Ibai Seima Kigon Shagavastam. They collected, they didn't say exactly what they were collecting for. They said, oh, we need money for a special carbon. They never said exactly what it was for. Vibai Seima Kigon Zalahavale Bimasa. Or maybe when the collection was going on, he wasn't home, he wasn't around town. Vibai Seima, third possible answer, Rav Kiidach Tanasavar Tetanya Ibcha. Rav holds like the Shita that switches the two opinions in the Brisa, that switches Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon as follows. Bilchila Govanland of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says they took up a new collection. Rabbi Shimon Amar Mitzumas Alishcha in Baner. Rabbi Shimon holds that it came from the Trumas Alishcha, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rabbi Shimon. Fine. Period. Tani Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Rabbi Shimon Poter. So we have four opinions actually in this situation where the Beis Din changed their mind, and this fellow continues to do the Avera. Meir says he's chayiv because he's told about Atzmo. He's chayiv his own carbon chatas. We assume that he knows the Beis Din changed his mind and he was doing this on his own. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says no, he's told about Beis Din and therefore he's Poter. Rabbi Lazar Omer Safek. Rabbi Lazar says it has the din of a Safek and therefore it brings an Ashim Talui. And Mishum Sumchus Amru Talui. And from Sumchus they say, no, the matter is hanging in the air. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Talu Yikabinai, what's the difference between Rabbi Lazar and Sumchus? So ironically, Rabbi Lazar who says Safek is the one that holds that they do bring an Asham Talui. According to Sumchus, he doesn't bring an Asham Talui. Even though Sumchus is one that used the word Talui, he doesn't mean Talui in the sense of the Asham Talui. He just means Talui as if the matter is hanging in the air. If you look at Rashi, Ikabinai Ubin Rabbi Lazar Lusumchus, Lusumchus saying it may be Asham Talui, the Achikamar Sumchus, Ma'aser Shelo Talohu, that his actions are hanging in the air. V'leka l'meimar Shema Tola Ba'atzma Hava, Dalavi Baruch Yuv Ma'alya. You can't say that maybe he was told on himself because he's not a bar chiyuv. The hecha davi lufanu v'chaticha achas savik chelav savik shel shuman va'achlo badinu demevi asham tali. When he has one piece of meat in front of him and he eats it, and we're not sure if it was chelav or shuman, so then he brings an asham tali mishum tika lemer shema chelav ma'amishachol, because there's a chance that he might have actually eaten chelav davi bar chiyuv ma'alia, and then he's a real bar chiyuva. Aval hacha, but over here, there's no chance that he's a real bar chiyuva. Leka lemeimer shema tola ba'atzmo mamishu. There's no way that he was completely relying on his own das when he violated this avera. Shari al piorahu olsa. He was clearly doing it based on the orah of the Beis Din. Question is, does it help after the Beis Din changed their mind? But there was no way that it was completely tola b'das atzmo in this kind of situation. So that would not be an asham talu kind of situation. Amar Rabbi Zera Mashal to Rabbi Lazar L'mad Avadoma. What does Rabbi Lazar compare this case to? When Rabbi Lazar says that you're chayiv an asham talui la adam sha'achol savik chelav savik shuman v'nodalo shemevi asham. It's like a guy who eats a piece of meat that savik chelav savik shuman, finds out about it that it was a suffix on that meat, and he brings an asham talui v'lomi v'ilaman diamar tzibur ma'isi demifarsim emilsa. And obviously, according to the shita that holds that the tzibur is the one that brings the param davashel tzibur, where everyone knows about it, so then certainly we assume that this would be an asham talui situation. Even if you hold Beis Din is the one that brings the carbon, and therefore maybe it's not as public that Beis Din retracted or that Beis Din made a mistake, still he could have found out, because if you would just ask around, someone would have told him. If you, you have to check the it's like checking the list of corrections in the newspaper from the previous day's paper. So you check the list of corrections of what Beis Din made a mistake on before you rely on any difficult psakim. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Avin Vitam Rabbi Yossi bar Zvi the Mashal the Sumchus Ma David Dome. Yeah, that explains Rabbi Lazar. What about Sumchus who holds that they don't bring an Hashem Talui? So what does he hold? So what is this like? La Adam Shevi Kaparaso Ben Hashmashos Savig Mimod Yom Nischaper Lo Savig Mishchashecha Nischaper Lo. A person brings his kapara during Ben Hashmashos. Let's say a guy who tries to bring his carbon during Ben Hashmashos, and we're not sure if he got it in while it was still daytime. And once it's nighttime, it's too late. You don't get a kapara anymore. So Shein Mevi Hashem Talui. So you don't bring an Hashem Talui in that situation because that's not a suffix whether he was chayiv of the carbon. He was definitely chayiv of the carbon at some point. It was just a question whether his kapara was a valid kapara or not. In those situations, you don't bring an Hashem Talui. And this is obvious according to the Shita that holds Bezin brings the Hashem Talui. So where he would not have known. But even if you hold it's something that the tzibur brings, and therefore it's something that's well known, but by the case of Safik Mivodyom, Safik Mishechashecha, if he would ask, who's going to tell him? It was a Safik, it was Ben Hashmashos. Who's going to answer him whether Ben Hashmashos is Lila or Yom? No one knows. It's a Safik. The whole Zman is his man of Safik. It's not a Safik that you can easily be poshed. Fine. Amar lo Ben Azai, Maishna mina Yoshe. So Ben Azai said, to Rabbi Akiva, I don't understand what the difference is between a guy who's sitting at home the whole time and he relies on the original erroneous psak of Beis Din, and a guy who was out of town when Beis Din changed their mind and he relies on the original erroneous psak of Beis Din. He says, I don't see what the difference is. So Rabbi Akiva said, what do you mean you don't see what the difference is? The difference is the guy who was home heard about it. The guy who was out of town didn't hear about it. So ask the Gemara, Shapir Karmel Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva has a pretty stark point, no? There's a very big difference between being at home and being on the road. So Amarava, Hechzik Ben What Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about is someone who is hechzik bederech. What does it mean? Hechzik bederech. Leilich lemedina siyam v'dayin yeshno be'ir. He was mentally. He checked out already. He was already on vacation mentally. He knew he was going out of town, but he was still in town. Ben Azai chayiv d'habe beisa yisei. According to Ben Azai, he's chayiv because he was in town. He should have heard about it. The Rabbi Akiva patur da hechzik bederech. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, that's enough. That's close enough to being out of town that he wouldn't have heard about it because he's already planning his big trip. Now the rest of the daf is about this idea. Until we get to the next Mishnah, Horlo Beizin Nakar's Kolagov. The second half of the Mishnah we said was if Beis Din makes a hora'a to remove an entire mitzvah, they say there's no nidah, there's no Shabbos, there's no avodah zara, so that's not a parallel davar shel tzibur situation. The only parallel davar shel tzibur situation is where they're oker a detail within a mitzvah. So it says Gemara Tanur Rabbanan v'nel am davar v'lo shi'akar a mitzvah kula. It says v'nel am davar, not that they're oker an entire mitzvah. Ketzad Amru. One might think they're chayiv if they say that they're uprooting an entire mitzvah. Tamil Omar, v'nel am davar, v'lo shetesali mitzvah kula. It says v'nel am davar, not that they forget or that they mess up on an entire mitzvah. Harei l'pturin, in that case they're going to be pater. Aval amru, but if they say yesh, there's just an expansion of the halacha we already saw in the Mishnah. Aval amru, but if they say yesh nida b'torah aval ba'al shemars yom k'neged yom pater, there is nida in the Torah, but someone who's boel, a woman who's shemars yom k'neged yom is pater. Yesh shabbos b'torah aval amotim rishus yachid rishus rabim pater. There is shabbos in the Torah, but someone who does hotzah from rishus yachid to rishus rabim is pater. Yesh aval tzchav b'torah aval mishtach v'pater. If there is aval tzar in the Torah, it's just if you bow your pater yachil you pater. And one might think that you're potter. In those cases, that's why it says v'nel am davar v'lo kalaguf. That if you forget a davar, a detail of a certain mitzvah, so that's where you're going to be chayiv paralam davar shel tzibur. So the Gemara is just perplexed by the language of the Braisa, because the Braisa started out by saying, I might think you're potter if they uproot the entire mitzvah. I might think you're chayiv rather if they uproot the entire mitzvah. No, we know that you're potter if they uproot the entire mitzvah. Then it says, I might think you're potter if they uproot part of a mitzvah. So wait a second. Stop there. Freeze frame it right there. I might think you're pater if they uproot part of a mitzvah after I've already proven they're pater if they uproot the entire mitzvah. So then when exactly are they chayiv? How could we have such a havmin at that point? So amar, yachlu yu paturin, vi bekiyum mitzas ubitl mitzas paturin, ubakiris kol agov paturin, v'may chayavin. If when they uproot part of it and they keep part of it, they're pater. And if they're pater when they uproot the whole thing, so then what's the example where they're chayiv? So tana hachi kakashalei, ema davar kula milsa mashma. What it's saying in the Seifa is, no, maybe I could say the opposite. That Dover doesn't tell me that they're only chayiv when they uproot part of the mitzvah. Maybe Dover means, Dover implies an entire entity. Dover doesn't mean a miktsas Dover. Maybe Dover means they have to uproot an entire mitzvah in order to be chayiv. Tamalomar, v'nelam Dover. That's why Pasuk says, v'nelam Dover. That shows you that even if they uproot part of a mitzvah, that only if they uproot part of a mitzvah, they're chayiv. My mashma, how does that show you? I thought the suffix was, what does the word davar mean? Does the word davar mean an entire mitzvah? Or does the word davar mean part of a mitzvah? So how does that show you anything? My mashma. So amar ula, kari bei vine'elam mi davar. An interesting type of drasha, where you could take the last letter of the first word in a two-word phrase, and use it as both the last letter of the first word, and the first letter of the next word. You could attach it to the next word. So it's as if it says, not v'ne'elam davar, but v'ne'elam mi davar, which means part of a matter. So that's where you see it. Chizkiya Amar, Chizkiya says, no, the way we see it is as follows. Amakra, va'asu achas mikol mitzvos. Mikol mitzvos, v'lokol mitzvos. It's not from the words v'ne'elam davar, it's from the v'chule. It's va'asu achas mikol mitzvos. It doesn't say kol mitzvos, it says mikol mitzvos. So part of one of the mitzvos. Mitzvos tarti mashma, asked the Gemara, wait a second, mitzvos? Sounds like you have to be wrong about two separate mitzvos in order to be chayv apar elam davar shel tzibur. Mitzvos is plural. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mitzvas ksiv. Yeah, it's red mitzvos, but it's mitzvas is the way it's written, and meaning there's no extra vav in there. It's just with one vav. So since it's written as mitzvas and not written malay as mitzvos, therefore we follow the way that we read it. It's interesting, the Gemara does not get into a whole discussion right now about the sugya that appears in the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin and again, and also in the beginning of Masech Sukkah about Yeshem l'mikra, Yeshem l'masores. When a word is spelled a certain way and pronounced a different way, which way are we supposed to darshan it? The way that it's spelled or the way it's pronounced, like we have with totafos, totafos, totefes, right? Sukkos and sukkas. The Gemara doesn't get into that whole discussion. We were just assuming, yeah, that according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mitzvas ksiv, we're going to follow the mesoras, the way that it's written, rather than the mikra, rather than the way that it's read. Ravashi amar yalav davar davar mizakin rami. Ravashi says, no, the way we know that if Beis Din violates or uproots an entire mitzvah, they're not going to be chayiv. Only part of a mitzvah is chayiv. Is we learn what davar means from zaken mamre. The chesiv b'zaken mamre ki yiflam cha davar l'sas min adavar asher yigil lecha yamin u'smal. And what do we know about the halach of zaken mamre? Mamre min adavar v'lo kol davar. Just like by zaken mamre, it's only if it's a detail, not if it's an entire mitzvah. So too, when it comes to paron davar shel tzibur, if it's a detail but not an entire mitzvah, period. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, ein beizin chayavin ad sheyaru b'davar she'ein ad tzduka modim bo. Beizin is only going to be chayav if they issue a hora'a on something that the tzdukim do not agree about. Meaning, anything that tzdukim agree about means it's explicit in the Torah, it's beferish in the Torah. Beizin issues a hora'a that's a mistake about something that's explicit in the Torah, they're not going to be chayav parom davar shel tzibur. Anyone who relies on them is just a fool, because it says explicitly in the Torah, you expect it to know the psukim in the Torah. So it's only things that the tzdukim are not modabo. Frak Tosos, Vad Yitzrich Lemute, Tosos on the bottom of the page, Vad Yitzrich Lemute, Kule Davar, V'lo Nafik Mishum Tzduk and Modimbo. Why do I need then a separate drasha to tell me that Bezin can't uproot an entire mitzvah? Isn't by definition an entire mitzvah, meaning that Bezin is not chayiv if they uproot an entire mitzvah? They're not chayiv Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur when they uproot an entire mitzvah. Isn't it obvious that they're not chayiv Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur when they uproot an entire mitzvah? Because after all, if they're uprooting an entire mitzvah, they're uprooting something that's Tzduk and Modimbo. If they would say, Ei Nida the Batorah, Tzdukim Ramoda, that there is need the Batorah, it says it beferish in the Pasuk, right? So why do I need two separate drashas? There's got to be something that is a din in the Torah, an entire din in the Torah, that's learned from Yud Gimel Midah Shatar and Dreshes Ben. That's what we're referring to over here. That there could be things that are an entire davar, but still the Tzdukim are not molded to it, because they're only learned from things like a Gzer Shava, which are a Mesorah, and which are not explicit in the Torah. That's what you have to say. Aval back in the Gemara, Aval davar shat Tzdukim molded by Peturin. Something that the Tzdukim are molded in your Pater. My time, Bezin is going to be Pater from Paral and Dover Shat Tzibur. My time, why? Zil Kriberi Ravu. Go and learn it. It's obvious. Anyone should know it. So it's not something that you're relying on based. And everyone who has any sort of Torah education has to know it. So, like I said before, that would be a situation where everyone is considered like a Chacham Sheyigia Lora vis-a-vis that Psak, because everyone should know it. Tanan, Yesh Nida B'Torah. So what was the example our Mishnah gave of a Psak a Hora of Beis Din that they are Chayiv for? If they say Yesh Nida B'Torah of a Baal Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom Pater, but someone who's Baal Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom is Pater. V'Amai Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom Aksiv V'Safrala Melami Shosafer Sechel Da'Echad. By Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom, it says she has to count one day corresponding to the one day that she bled. So that is explicit in the Torah. How can you give that as an example of something that the Beis Din is going to be Chayiv Paral Davar Shel Tzibur? That's something that's explicit in the Torah. Tzdukim are molded to that. So the answer is Gemara, several answers. Gemara is going to have five possibilities. So number one, Damri Ha'ara Sharia. Notice that Beis Din says that if you only have Tchilas Bia, if you don't have full penetration, that's mutter. And that's not explicit in the Torah, that wouldn't be mutter. Gemara Bi'Yehuda Asira, they say only the Gemara Bia Zasir. So in fact, Gemara, yes, that is explicit in the Torah. Hanamiksiv Es Mekora He'era. He'era means even Tchilas Bia is a problem. So it says Gemara, possibility number two, Darmi Kedarka Asira Shalo Kedarka Sharia. Maybe what Beis Din says is only be a Kedarka in the conventional fashion is going to be Asr. Be a Shalo Kedarka is not going to be Asr. But Haksiv Mishkevei Isha? No, that's also explicit in the Torah. It says Mishkevei Isha. Whenever it says Mishkevei, it means multiple ways, multiple positions. So this says in Gemara, Da'amri, possibility number three, Kedarka Asar Afilu Ha'ara'a, Vishalo Kedarka Gemar Bi'Yehuda Asar V'la'ara'a Sharia. Put the previous two together. That maybe their psak was that if you're doing Bi'Yehshalo Kedarka with the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, and you do only Ha'ara'a, only Tchilas Bi'Yehuda without full penetration, then it's mutter. So frankly, Gemara, but if that was their big psak, then Ihachi, if you need a nami, then why do you have to say this about a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom? Say this about that they say this about any nida, and that would be something that Tzdukim are not molded to. Ella, fourth possibility, Yolam Kedarka. Really, it's a situation where it's Bia Kedarka. With the Amri, their psak is Hara bi Isha Dava hu Dechsiva. When it says Hara, it's only while the woman is still flowing, while the blood is still coming out of her. That's when it says explicit in Torah. That's the part that the Tzdukim are molded to. But normal Bia Kedarka with a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Tzdukim are not necessarily moda to. V'bay Seima, fifth possibility, Da'amri Zava Lohavia Ola B'Yamami, Dechsiv Kol Yimei Zava. Maybe they hold a woman only becomes a Zava, only becomes a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom if she bleeds during the daytime, because it says Kol Yimei Zava, but the Tzdukim don't hold that if she bleeds at night, she also becomes Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. So it is a matter that the Tzdukim are not moda to, that example. And we're going to go through each of the examples and see if they fit all of our rules, because again, our rules are, it has to be that they're not uprooting an entire Davar, and they're not uprooting something that the Tzdukim are moda to, and only then, only when you have both of those rules, is Beis Din going to actually be chayv the parah davar shel tzibur. So now we have to go through the examples that the Mishnah gave. So Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Yesh Shabbos b'Torah, Avol Motzi Mirshus L'Rishus Pater. An example of a psak that Beis Din is going to be chayv for is they say there is Shabbos, it's just there's no hotzah. So v'amai hotzah k'siva lo sotzi masim mibateichem. But that is written in the Torah. So Gemara says two answers. Da'amri hotzahu da'asr achnasa mutter. Maybe they say hotzah is asr, but achnasa is mutter. It doesn't say achnasa beferish in the Torah. V'bay seima, another possibility. Da'amri hotzahu da'asira moshet v'zorik shari. They say that it's asr to do hotzah or achnasa and achnasa, but they don't think that passing to somebody who's in the other rishus or throwing from one rishus to the other rishus is going to be chayiv. So that situation, the tzukim are not molded to do. two. The next example the Mishnah gave, Tanan, Yesh Avodah Zarah in the Torah, Aval Mishtach V'Pater. They say there is Avodah Zarah in the Torah, but someone who bows to the Avodah Zarah is Pater. V'Amayim Mishtach V'Aksiv, V'Duchsiv V'Lashach V'Le'Elachir. That's Beferish in the Torah. That's something that's Stukum or Moda too. It says Beferish, now let it bow, Le'Elachir, to another God. So it says, answers the Gemara, two possibilities. The Amri, Ki Asir Yishtach Havaya Kedarka, Aval Shalok Kedarka Sharia. When is Yishtach Havaya Asur, according to the Stukim, only... Meaning, what's based in Paskening over here that the Tzedukim are not Moda to? The based in saying that it's all Hishtach Hava is only Asr when you do, when that's the normal mode of worshipping that of Avodah Zarah. But when it's not the normal mode of worshipping that of Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Mutter. Viba Yisema, or the Amri, maybe they say, Hishtach Hava Gufa Kedarku da Asr, the Ispa Pishu Yadayim Raglayim. Hishtach Hava the Lespa Pishu Yadayim Raglayim Sharia. Maybe it only counts as Hishtach Hava if you have full prostration, spreading out arms and legs. But without Pishu that's not called real Ishtach Havaya. Boy Rav Yosef, Ein Charisha B'Shabbos Mahu. Now that we've gotten through all the examples the Mishnah gave, let's come up with some of our own. What if Bezin were to come along and say, there's no such thing as Choresh, there's no Melacha of plowing. So is that called an entire Guf, or is that called a detail? Meaning we said Hotza'a, not holding of Hotza'a, but holding of Achnasa or whatever, the vice versa, is a detail. What if they say there's no Choresh? Now the Torah never says there's an Isra plow. The Torah says you can't do Melacha on Shabbos. Now we derive the Lamentas Melachas, what those Melachas are, from the Melachas HaMishkan. Never says you're not allowed to plow, right? Havara is Yatzes. Havara is listed separately, and apparently Hotza'a is listed separately in some level. But Charish is not listed separately. Saying Charish of Shabbos Ma'am. Since they do agree generally, they are still acknowledging Shabbos, so that's considered a partial uprooting, which would put them in the territory of Parel Mdavar Shal Tzibur. Or do we say, since they're not taking away a detail in the Malach of Choresh, they're removing the entire Malach of Choresh, so therefore that's considered like Akiras Aguf, that's considered like the uprooting the entire thing. Why do we dafka pick choresh? Why not kosev or I don't know anything else? So Tosfos points out reisha davos melachos parakal gadol nakat because it's the first one. It's the first one on the list. In Masech Shabbos we have an ayin gimel. The Mishnah has a list of 39 melachos of Shabbos. Choresh is the first one. Aval choresh tztukin modem ba, but it happens to be. Tosfos says it's a bad example because choresh the tztukim are actually modem to. Well, Rav Yosef nami by davar shein modem ba, and Rav Yosef really does require something that tztukim are not modem to. So he says it's not the best example really, but you get the idea. One of the avos melachos is all we're really trying to say. So says Gemara is going to try to bring rayos whether this is called an entire davar or only part of a davar. The Gemara is going to have three attempts to bring rayos. Tashma, what's the example that we gave in the Mishnah? Yeshin de b'torah v'bal shomer yom keneged yom pater v'amai ha'kar yilah shomer yom keneged yom kolikir. But isn't that uprooting the entire idea of shomer yom keneged yom? So isn't that the equivalent of uprooting Charisha entirely? And you see that it's still called only a partial davar. No, the case was not that they're uprooting the entire din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. We just answered on the bottom of Amud Aleph that the case where they give a psak about Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom was where they said something about if you're doing it Shelo Kedarka and it's Ha'ara, whatever it was, whatever it was all teretz about, or no, it was Belaila, right? That's what the maskana was. That they said, that one of the maskanas, that they said that there's no Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Belaila, not that they're uprooting the whole din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom entirely. That would talk be in Akira's Kalaguf. So no raya from that example. Tashma, next example. Ye Shabbos B'tarav Multimishnas Yachlush Sram Pater. We say that an example of such a psak that they're going to be chayiv for is they say there is Shabbos, there's just no Hotzah. V'amai Karyan Lotzah Kalikar. But aren't they uprooting a Hotzah entirely? And you still see that they're chayiv. No, Hasam Nami Kedishanin. We said that they agree that there's Hotzah. What their psak was that there's no violation of Hotzah when you're Zorek, when you're Moshit. That's only a partial matter. But that's not a raya that uprooting Hotzah is only considered a partial matter. So Tashma, third raya. Yesh avodz chav mitarav mishtachva pater. They say yishtachva is pater. V'amai akari lishtachvaya kol ikar. But isn't that uprooting yishtachvaya entirely? Amri yishtachvaya nami kiddushanin. No, they never said that yishtachvaya is totally mutter. They said that yishtachvaya b'li pishut yodayim v'raglayim is mutter. That's clearly only a mitzvah saguf. So no rayas. Boy Rabbi Zeira. Ein Shabbos b'Shvi'is Mahu. What if they say the following? There's no observance of Shabbos during the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, Shabbos is called off. So b'may tohu, how do you make such a mistake? That's a pretty big one. Ba'din kra, b'charish v'katir tishbos. B'zman dika charisha ika Shabbos, b'zman dalaka charisha leka Shabbos. They read, shtet and pasuk, b'charish v'katir tishbos. During charisha and katira, that's when you rest, that's when you have Shabbos. So when you're allowed to plow your field and harvest your field, that's when there's Shabbos. Otherwise, we're not knowing Shabbos. So Shabbos is called off for a year. So me, I'm reading, giving the mekayim of a shar shnei shvuah kibitul mixas tami. Is that called a partial uprooting of a din? Because during the other 6 years of the shemitah cycle, they still maintain that there is such a thing as Shabbos. Odin l'kivin the kakayim lebishaviyas kakiris aguf tami. Or is the uprooting of Shabbos, of the concept of Shabbos from the entire year, is that called akiris aguf tami? Meaning, how do we define akiris aguf? Does it have to be permanent akiris aguf, or just uprooting an entire mitzvah, even for only a particular period of time? Right, that's the question about akiris aguf. Is kiyum mitzvahs, does kiyum mitzvahs require that at all times you're mekayim mitzvahs, or does it only require that there's still some remnant of the halacha left? So that's the shaila. Am Ravina Tashma will bring a raya. Navi shenisnavi lakar davar mendivrei Torah chayiv. A navi who is misnavi to be oker a davar min haTorah is chayiv. Lebit means a navi sheker. Lebit will mix us or lekiu mix us. Rabbi Shit, right? The Rambam gives a very dramatic example. The Rambam is akdamah to the Pirshah Mishnayos gives dramatic examples of navi sheker. He says here you have a guy who's about mofes and he's predicted things in the past that have come right over and over again, and he's been an inspiration his entire life, and the whole klal Yisrael follows him, and then one day he comes along and he says, don't wear tefillin anymore. So he says, right then, you take him out and you kill him. He's chayiv. He's a Navi Sheker. So Navi that wants to be oker davar min haTorah, he's chayiv. But if he says, don't wear tefillin tomorrow, that tomorrow tefillin are suspended. Horah Shah. The bitul mixas and the kiyum mixas. Rabbi Shimon Omer Pater. Rabbi Shimon says he's going to be Pater. Ubavod chav mafilu Omer haya ovdo lemachar batla chayiv. But if he says tomorrow we're going to bow to avodah zarah, after that it's off. We're back to God. We just need to be yored into the avodah zarah for a moment, whatever. So then he's chayiv right away, even if it's just partial. So shmamina ain Shabbos b'shvius kibitul mixas and kiyum mixas tami. So you see from there that other than avodah zarah, if any temporary suspension of a halacha, even if it's for a whole year, even if it says ain Shabbos b'shvius, that's considered bitul mitzvahs v'kiyum mitzvahs. That's not considered uprooting the entire system. Shmamina, so that's taka araya. Next mishnah: Horu bezin v'yadachan man shetov. Bezin issued a ra, and one of them realized that they made a mistake. Va'omer lahen tonatem, and he told his colleagues. He said, "Listen, guys, we're all making a terrible mistake over here. This is wrong. This hara is incorrect." Or the psak was arrived at when the mufla shel beizin wasn't there, when the leader of the beizin wasn't there. Or the Beis Din had a problem. There was someone who wasn't right to be on the Beis Din, in that Beis Din, like a ger, or a mamzer, or a nasin, or a zakein that's not ra'oi for banim. A zakein that's not ra'oi to have children, says Rashi. Kashali mipnei ma'in ra'oi la'ra. When is that true, that someone who's too old to have children anymore is no longer able to issue psak halacha, is no longer able to serve in a Beis Din? In Sanhedrin we said that someone who's a zakin muflag, that he's already shachach tsar gidul banim, not just that he can't have children anymore, he's so old that he's already forgotten what it's like to raise children, so he can't be on a dinin nefashos case, because we assume he doesn't have the same level of rachmanos that a person who still remembers tsar gidul banim. But where do we ever find that someone who's too old to still have children is ineligible to serve on a basin? That's a tremendous chiddush. So Rashi acknowledges, says, I have no idea where it comes from. The Rambam's girsa is zaken shelo ra'a banim, someone who never had children. It's not someone who's no longer right to have children, but someone who never did have children. The assumption is that if he never had children, he's not going to know what it means to be a rachman. That if you have to raise a child, then you know what rachmanus means. I wonder in this situation, there's always the discussion when a person is megadol yasum b'toch beso, Sanhedrin and elsewhere says, Sanhedrin Daf Tes, I think, says that it's ki'ilu yilado, it's as if it's your child. So in this situation, mistama, right, if it's about rachmanos, raising it from being megadol yasum b'toch beso, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the beginning of Evan Ezer, someone's megadol yasum b'toch beso, they adopt a child, it's a ki'u mitzvah pru revu. So, okay, some poskim maybe won't go that far that it's mamish peruvu, it's only partial kiyum maybe, but lechor, for this din, it should be good enough. He's rachmanus. So I raise a potter, so then it's going to be potter. Shnemer kan eda, v'nemer la'alan eda. Ma'eda amur la'alan kulun ru'in la'ra. Just like by eda, when it talks about din and fashos, everyone has to be ra'i la'ra. Afeda amur kan, achi kulun ru'in la'ra. So here also, everyone has to be ra'i la'ra in order for it to work. How do I know if the Muflash Shalbezin is just not there, that's going to make it, that Bezin is not going to be Chayiv? Why is it that if Bezin issues a Ra about something that the Tzdukim are even Modah to, that they're Pater, because the guys who violate based on the Bezin should have learned on their own. They shouldn't have relied on the Bezin for such a thing. Well, the same logic applies when the Muflash Shel Beis Din was not there. They should have realized that the Beis Din is going to not be functioning at full capacity, and they should have realized that they're going to be coming out with erroneous psakim. Nemar sham eda v'nemar kan eda achi ukulin ru'in lo ra. All the members of the Beis Din have to be Roy La'ra. V'hasa minalan. How do I know that it's true over there? That they all have to be Roy La'ra. By Dinei Nefashos. The Amar of Chis, Amar Krav, is Yatzvu Sham Imcha B'domalach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was told about the Sanhedrin that they should be there with you. With you meaning that they have to be like you. They have to be Roy La'ra, like you. Ooh, like you, that's what imcha means. Veima imcha l'shchina. Maybe imcha means that they have to be right to have the shchina like you, not their intellect, their psak halacha, their abilities in psak. Maybe it means they have to talk to God like you. Pel peh. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kra Menasu Itcha. It's not from imcha. It's itcha. Itcha bedomanach. Itcha means that characteristically they have to share that same idea that they're roi la ra with you. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.